This is Akashwani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that country's motto of Vikas Bhi, Virasat Bhi reflects a commitment to ensuring that modernization and urbanization strengthen culture rather than erasing India's cultural roots. Mr. Modi stated this in his message at the inaugural ceremony of the 20th session of UNESCO's Intergovernmental Committee for Safeguarding of the Intangible Cultural Heritage in New Delhi yesterday. The session is commencing at Red Fort in the national capital from today and will continue till 13th of this month. The Prime Minister said, India is ensuring that no tradition, no practitioner, and no community remain invisible or unsupported. Speaking at the event, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said, besides being home to many UNESCO heritage sites, India has itself undertaken many projects to preserve and conserve heritages across the world.
A key dimension of that engagement is preservation of intangible heritage. In doing so, we acknowledge that traditions, languages, rituals, music, craftsmanship, festivals and performing arts are invaluable aspects of human inheritance.
Lok Sabha will hold a special discussion on the 150th anniversary of the national song Vande Mataram today. According to the official resources, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will initiate the debate in the lower house. 10 hours have been allotted for the discussion. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju last week said that a full-day discussion in the Lok Sabha will begin today at 12 noon, while a debate on electoral reforms will be taken up tomorrow. Government has reassured that domestic airlines are operating smoothly and at full capacity, with IndiGo showing steady improvement. The Civil Aviation Ministry said the air travel operations across the country are stabilizing rapidly. IndiGo has announced that it has processed refunds worth 610 crore rupees and returned around 3,000 pieces of baggage after recent disruptions. Meanwhile, the Director General of Civil Aviation has given IndiGo CEO Peter Elbers and the airline's accountable manager Isidro Porqueras more time to respond to shortcourse notices issued after recent flight disruptions. A senior official says both executives have been granted an additional 24 hours until 6 p.m. today to submit their explanations. Amid the IndiGo crisis, Western Railway has announced a special superfast train between Mumbai Central and New Delhi to meet rising passenger demand. Chief Public Relations Officer Vineet Abhishek says the service will run two trips. Train number 04003 will depart Mumbai Central today at 11:30 p.m., reaching New Delhi the next evening at 8:50. In the return direction, train number 04004 left New Delhi yesterday at 10:40 p.m. and is scheduled to arrive in Mumbai at 9 p.m. today. In Goa, a massive fire at a nightclub in Arpora early Sunday morning has claimed 25 lives. Police say two victims died from burn injuries following an explosion, while the others succumbed to smoke inhalation. Four of the deceased were tourists. The blaze was triggered by internal electric fireworks used inside the club. Chief Minister Dr. Pramod Sawant last evening confirmed the arrest of four staff members, including nightclub's chief general manager Rajiv Modak. Arrest warrants have also been issued against club owners Gaurav and Saurabh Luthra, with the Goa police team currently in Delhi to track them down. Local Sarpanch Roshan Redkar is also detained for questioning. In West Bengal, a Maa's Geeta recitation featuring 5 lakh voices was held in Kolkata yesterday. The event, organized by the Sanatan Sanskriti Sansad, began at the Brigade Parade Ground with the lighting of the ceremonial lamp. This year also marks the 5,126th birth anniversary of the Geeta. West Bengal Governor C.V. Ananda Bose attended the program, along with Union Minister of State Sukanta Mazumdar, Leader of the Opposition Suvendu Adhikari, State BJP President Shamik Bhattacharya, senior BJP leaders and saints from across the country. Indian shooter Simranpreet Kaur Brar clinched the gold medal in the women's 25-meter pistol event at the ISSF World Cup Final 2025 in Doha, Qatar. The 21-year-old also equaled the junior world record of Paris Olympics champion Yang Ji-in of South Korea, hitting 41 out of 50 shots in a highly competitive finals field. Another Indian shooter, Aishwarya Pratap Singh Tomar, won the silver medal in the men's 50-meter rifle three-positions event. And that is the end of this news bulletin.